Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. So make sure you let all your gearhead buddies know to tune in here. Of course, it's also available on demand at 1017theteam.com. All right, coming up on today's show, PRN and kickofthetires.net. Jerry Jordan joins the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Alex Bowman is going to pilot the 88 in 2018. Curious what they're doing for 2019, though. Of course, Alex Bowman from Arizona, so we got somebody from the Southwest is going to get behind the wheel of the 88. Linda Strauss with the Universal Transmission is going to join the show, and she's going to explain that there's a lot more to transmissions. It's just automatic versus standard. And I was thinking a lot, you know, when I watch a lot of races, especially in NASCAR, they don't, you know, there's not a lot of problems with the transmission, and when it is, they're done. I mean, there's not a lot they can do about it. But I'm thinking that maybe drag racing is the hardest on a transmission. But we're gonna break that down for you. Caleb Luce, who's been on the show many times with Luce Customs, is doing a new reality show that they started shooting this week. It's going to be available over on AutoWorks. Caleb's going to come in. We're going to talk about what's going on with that and where we can check it out, because, of course, Caleb, always a great guy, and we'll be catching up with him a little bit later in the show. But Joseph Newgarden raced to his second Toronto victory in 3 years on Sunday, dominating on the streets surrounding Exhibition Place. Hinchcliffe was third behind Alexander Rossi. Newgarden came out front on lap 25 after a crash with Tony Kanaan, caused a caution and maintained an average of more than 2 seconds for the majority of the rest of the race. The 26-year-old Tennessee driver has 5 victories, also claiming a victory in Alabama in April. He gave Team Penske, get this, 193 victories. Of course, that's the most of any team. Rossi had his first podium finish of the year and best result since winning the 2016 Indianapolis 500. Hinchcliffe was third for the second straight year. Marco Andretti, very impressive fourth-place finish. Simon Pagenaud, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Max Chilton, Helio Castroneves, who has been having a fantastic run. Graham Rahal in the series leaders, Scott Dixon, rounded out the top seven. Dixon has a 3-point lead over Castroneves with 5 races to go. Your top five, Scott Dixon, Helio Castroneves, 3-point difference there. Simon Pagenaud, Joseph Newgarden, Will Power, and Graham Rahal. Will Power and Rahal are in a tie for fifth, but basically it's Canassi and all Penske in the top five there. Talk a little Formula One. That's right. Lewis Hamilton turned in a dominant performance to win a record-equaling 5th British Grand Prix on Sunday and cut Sebastian Vettel's championship lead to just 1 point. Hamilton's 4th consecutive victory at Silverstone never looked in doubt as he started the race from the pole and led every lap on his way to the checkered flag. But while the Mercedes driver made it look easy, the drama kicked off behind in the final few laps with both Kimi Raikkonen, who was in second, and Sebastian Vettel, who was in fourth, suffered front left tire failures. Of course, Vettel's was much more dramatic on that final lap. Raikkonen saw him lose one position to Bottas before pitting and returning to the track in third, while Vettel's occurred on the lap and dropped him from fourth to seventh after pitting at the end of that final lap. Valtteri Bottas made it 1-2 for Mercedes after a brilliant recovery drive from ninth place. Saw him overtake Vettel and close within a few seconds of Raikkonen before the Ferraris hit trouble and he inherited second. Max Verstappen secured fourth for Red Bull after his team feared he would encounter the same problem as the Ferraris and pitted in for fresh tires with just 2 laps remaining. Felipe Massa, this is a point. Felipe Massa picked up the final point, and Williams got Williams at one point on their 40th anniversary weekend. The loss in points saw Vettel's championship cut from 20 points to just one in just one afternoon, leaving the 2017 Drivers' Championship all to play within 10 races left. Sebastian Vettel leads the points by one point over Lewis Hamilton, Valtteri Bottas, Daniel Ricciardo, and Kimi Raikkonen round out your top five. Don't know if you tuned in on Wednesday night, but they had truck racing at Eldora. It was a lot of fun because it's one of the closest things, I think, a connection to the pro racing and local racing. Because on a dirt track, they had heat races and everything to qualify in. Actually had one of the trucks get in on that last chance race. It was awesome. Matt Crafton won the Dirt Derby at El Dorado Speedway on Wednesday night for his first NASCAR Camping World Truck Series victory in more than a year. The two-time series champion passed Stuart Friesen with 17 laps to go and won by almost 2 seconds in his number 88 Toyota. Crafton won for the first time since May 2016 at Charlotte. Friesen, a Canadian with dirt track racing experience, started from the pole and led a race high 93 laps. He finished a career best in his Chevy. Now check this out. Chase Briscoe was third in a Ford. Grant Effinger in a Toyota was fourth. And John Hunter Nemechek, fifth in the Chevy. Talk about balance out there. Series points leader Johnny Sauter was involved in an early wreck and finished 23rd. He has a seven-point lead over Christopher Bell. Crafton's previous best finish at Eldorado was he went up there and he just drove on the track up at Eldorado. Anyway, was eighth in the first race of the 2013. He has 14 career series victory. Christopher Bell first in points, John Hunter, Nemechek, Johnny Sauter, Matt Crafton, and Kras Grela, at what a great drive, is sitting actually in fifth in points, and that's because of his victory earlier this season. Xfinity gets ready to go racing at Indianapolis. The new competition package will highlight the return of the Xfinity Series to Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They return for the sixth annual running of the Lillys Diabetes 250 today. But this is what's really going to be interesting is a new competition package for this event. And I tell you, the Cup guys are watching this very, very closely because we really don't know what we're going to get into. The 2016 spoiler and splitter will be re-implemented. Teams must run the ear flaps on both sides. The new aero ducts, which were surprised by NASCAR at the track, will also be attached to the front bumper. It's a 7/8 restrictor plate. So they're going to run a restrictor plate here. I'm not sure on a 2.5 mile track how much difference that is actually going to make on the restrictor plate, but the air ducts are really going to be interesting. The new package is designed to create close racing and passing opportunities for the competitors. The key to the package are the air ducts. It will move air out of the front of the wheels and create a larger wake, which means punching a bigger hole in the air behind the vehicle, which will allow the other vehicles to travel, the vehicles together to be able to travel faster in a drafting situation. It will increase the draft envelope by approximately 25%, allowing the trailing cars to race closer to the leading cars. And like I said, the Monster Energy guys were very, very interested in watching what was going on. Your points leader right now, William Byron with two victories on the season. Justin Allgaier right there. Ryan Reed, Elliott Sadler, and Brendan Poole in your top five. All right, let's talk a little bit about last week's Monster Energy race. Hamlin finally gets that victory for Joe Gibbs Racing that they've been looking for all season. Denny Hamlin led 54 laps in his backup car, beating second place Kyle Larson to the start-finish line by half a second to deliver Joe Gibbs Racing his first visit to victory lane this season. Absolutely phenomenal. And I tell you what, Larson was coming. A couple more laps and it might have been interesting. Now, granted, of course, catching him's one thing. Passing Denny Hamlin, completely different. The win for Hamlin was the 30th in his career and his third in New Hampshire. He had not won a race in 28 starts since last season's finale at Richmond International Speedway. The number 11 Toyota becomes the 25th driver to win 30 Monster Energy Cup Series races. Why that is important is because that's the line of demarcation. All of the non-active drivers with more than 30 Monster Energy Series wins have been eligible for enshrinement in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, are all in there. All right, JGR struggled to get that win, was perplexing considering the organization racking up a series best 12 victories in 2016. Martin Truex, of course, has been getting it done over Furniture Row, and of course they got the Lions. He has 3 checkered flags and 14 stage victories. Absolutely phenomenal. Of course, Larson dazzled with the ability to mow through the field again. Starting at the back, the last two races hasn't been a problem for Kyle Larson. At Kentucky, he began the race 40th and finished a runner-up for the second week in a row. He's after starting 39th in two races and combined 177 green flag passes, 90 in Kentucky, 87 in New Hampshire. The 42 drivers enjoying a breakout fourth full-time season through 20 races. He boasts 2 wins, 7 runner-ups, 9 top fives, and 12 top tens. If this is not going to be a battle between Truex and Larson, I don't know what's going to be at the end of this season. He's 28 points behind Martin Truex Jr., and he ranks second in average running position and in driver rating. Larson has finished in the top 10 in all 3 of his starts in Indianapolis Motor Speedway, including a career track best 5th place last season. All right, so you're we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some silly season on the other side with Jerry Jordan, who's just coming from a presser, as a matter of fact, at the track. So we're going to find out what that's all about. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Albuquerque Trikeway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including 2 all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Guns, Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
The Rocky Mountain Gun Show, July 22nd and 23rd at the Expo New Mexico. 2 semi-truckloads of wholesale ammo with no limit on quantity. Shop our massive selection of firearms, mags, knives, and ammo. Doorbuster prizes for the first 400 people through the door. Info at RockyMountainGunShow.com. It's the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, so you know it'll be good.
Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
Hi, Coach Birmingham here. We had a great time at Jaguar Land Rover Albuquerque celebrating the retirement of good old Rocky Hughes. They want to remind their great customers that the same staff that's been providing a great value and customer service, well, they're still there. Rocky's daughter Samantha is the general manager, so those family values and high family standards are still in place. The showroom and inventory has never looked better. Jaguar Land Rover Albuquerque, conveniently located on Alameda, just west of I-25.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'd love you to join me for some fish and chips in Dublin, but Albuquerque's Two Fields Tavern is the next best thing. Two Fields Tavern allows for you to experience the feel of a tavern like here in Ireland without having to travel to our part of the world. Enjoy fine pub fare, including Two Fields award-winning fish and chips, Guinness beef foxy, and much more. You can sip on their extensive craft and imported beers, or explore the taste of hundreds of whiskies, including 100-plus single malt scotches. Two Fields Tavern on Central in Nob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Napa Know How. Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Sandia View Christian School is now enrolling for preschool through 8th grade for the 2017 to 2018 school year. Sandia View Christian School has been providing excellence in education for over 20 years. Visit us at sandiaview.org or call 897-4805.
Tired of your old dirty gravel? So much dirt and dust that you can't even see the rock? Ready to replace your gravel? Don't replace it. Restore it for just a fraction of the cost of new gravel. Call Mesa Top Gravel Cleaners for a free estimate. 975-2412. Your gravel cleaning experts.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, I want to remind you that racing is going on at Sandia Speedway tonight. It's actually Fan Appreciation Night. You want to get out there and check it out. Tickets are only $10. Kids 10 and under are always free, and you want to check out the O'Reilly Auto Parts race that's going on out there with the non-wing sprint cars, and it's quite a points battle. But talking about battles, we're heading out to the track and catching up with Jerry Jordan this morning. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing fine. Sitting out here overlooking the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway and kind of waiting for practice to come back on at 11 o'clock.
I was going to say, that can never be bad. I mean, to be at such a historic place. And I got to ask you, because, of course, been there for the Indy 500, and it's quite a party on the night before. I heard there was a lot of neat things that were going on last night around the track. Talk a little bit about the fan experience at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Well, they have what they call the Snake Pit, and there's a big concert stage. And last night it was Mac Miller and some other people I've never heard of.
So,
But, I mean, I did see some of the Snapchat videos and things like that. Now, tonight, I've heard of the Chainsmokers. So the Chainsmokers is the premier act tonight. Goes on sometime around 9:30, 10 o'clock. I will probably, honestly, come back out and watch that. Maybe. It depends. I've got dinner reservations. But they've got stuff for fans. They've got concerts going on all afternoon and things happen out here. Chevrolet's got this huge Chevrolet fan experience. Ford's got another one on the other side with their haulers, with their drivers on, so you can buy merchandise. And we're seeing a lot of that's one thing we're seeing more of now. The haulers are coming back with the souvenir haulers. That's starting to filter back into the NASCAR experience. So if you're a fan and you were ticked off about souvenirs in a tent, which I actually kind of liked the tent experience, but
absolutely,
the haulers are coming back. They're here. They're going to be at Pocono, Watkins. They're integrating them. So It's great time to get back into NASCAR if you stepped away from it for some of the changes. And, man, today is going to be the Xfinity race, and they've tried some serious experiments on this car, put two big air ducts on the front to filter out air, help the car suck up better together. We, as you know, have been trying things to make the racing better here at Indy, but also all across the board. And I'm very excited to see what they've done with the Xfinity cars to see how they'll actually race to get this afternoon when we get on the track.
I've been quite impressed, actually, with the amount of things that they've tried. And I would have to say for the majority of them have worked. There's a couple that haven't worked as well. But what a relief last week for JGR. Could you believe that we were talking about them finally getting their first victory and Denny Hamlin? What's the feeling been around JGR? Is there some relief that they feel there, or is the pressure just gone up because we're getting close to the playoffs?
Well, you know, first practice ended just a little while ago, and the guy who was on top of the board was the guy who was on top of the board at the end of the race last week. Denny Hamlin first in first practice, followed by Martin Truex Jr., and then teammate Matt Kenseth in third, on third fastest. Now, I don't know how many of those were running Q runs or if they were running just race trim, but the fourth place driver, Casey Kane, was the fastest for the Chevrolet group and the Hendrick group, but the mood right now in the Toyota camp is great. Obviously, But JGR is on top of the world, and they are very, very happy. I was talking to some of their PR guys, and they're like, man, look, we know we can do it. We're coming here. Kyle's going for three in a row, which is so historic, and the atmosphere, the attitude has changed amongst those JGR guys, and they're really looking forward to this weekend, and I can't blame them. I mean, like I said, Kyle's going for three, and already Denny is on top of the board.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I like to see the challenge there, but it's absolutely amazing what Martin Truex been able to do this season. I was just curious, this whole silly season seemed to have got started with Carl Edwards. Is Carl Edwards to blame for all of this craziness in this off season?
Okay, so Carl Edwards, the only thing Carl Edwards is to blame for is the fact that he decided he was done racing. And people kept saying, oh, he's going to Dodge. No, he's not going to Dodge. Dodge didn't come into the sport. Oh, he caused this. No, look, fact is, this sport is cyclical, okay? And people, it only takes a thousandth of a second to make a difference in this sport, probably even less than that, So Carl just set into into motion a chain of events, and maybe it wasn't the chain of events that Joe Gibbs wanted, and he said that last week. He didn't expect Carl Edwards to walk away, but once it happened, things had to move along very quickly, and I think their plan for Daniel and their plan for Eric Jones, that got thrown out of kilter. And does that affect your race team? Absolutely. But that doesn't affect why Kyle Busch wasn't going fast. That doesn't affect why Matt Kenseth and Denny Hamlin weren't going fast. I would expect it in the 19, but they just didn't have something. They lost something in the offseason, but more likely the other team picked up something in the offseason, and that's why we didn't see him going to victory lane.
Wow. This is kind of shocking to me, but I've let a bunch of reports that say I shouldn't be shocked at all. But the iconic number 88, Dale Jr., stepping away, and Alex Bowman getting that ride. Should I be that shocked?
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. I said 2-3 weeks ago, and I was on national ESPN radio and on some other networks and talking about what my expectation was. I fully expected Matt Kenseth to be in the 88. And because of the things that I'd heard, somehow something didn't work out. I don't know what that was, but I think their original plan was to put Bowman in the 5 and to put William Byron in the 88 in a year. Now, Casey Kane has another year on his contract, so they're going to, looks like, unless something changes, you never know in this sport, they're going to let him finish out the year on his contract. They're going to put Bowman in the 88. Exalta loves William Byron, so Exalta signed back up to stay on the 88.
Right.
Nationwide will probably stick with Bowman when all this shakeup actually happens. But you can bet William Byron will be sponsored by Exalta in the future. They'll probably come on full time or pretty darn close to full time. What they're doing is trying to figure out the money. It used to be follow the driver. Now in this sport, it's follow the money. Where's the sponsor going to do? Who is the sponsor like? Who do they court? Who are they looking at? And I'm telling you right now, Exalta and William Byron, they're going to partner up. And Bowman and Nationwide will probably continue to stay partnered up. So I think right now we're splitting some money around to get what Hendrick needs to have their organization going forward.
Wow. And so are we looking at a contract beyond 2018 at this point? I mean, I didn't dig far enough to find out whether this contract is through 2019 or is this just a one-year deal for Bowman?
We don't know because they did it with such low fanfare. They sent out a press release on a travel day. Okay.
Yep.
So, it's awkward, I don't know. Hendrick does things Hendrick's way.
Right.
They called a press conference in their own organization and said, hey, this is what the plans are. Now we're going to send out a press release. When they did the Dale Jr. thing, we were all traveling back from Bristol from a rainout. And there was another event that was canceled so that they could do the Dale Jr. Retirement announcement. Those things, they plan them for a long time, but they play them very close to their vest. This deal with Bowman last week, I'm sure Mr. Hendrick and Dale Jr. knew exactly what was going on, but they don't let their secrets out of their bag very often. And, there's got to be a reason why they did it with such little fanfare. But as far as the length of the contract, they don't usually discuss that. We know about some of those contracts, But it's not something in the sport that, that teams are telling people anymore, because then we sit there with a calendar and start clicking off and who's this, who's a free agent, who's a, you know, who's a wild card. Right now, if you look at guys in the wild cards for 2017, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, several key drivers are wild cards to know. They don't know where they're going to be next year at this point. So, you know, anything could happen. There could be a huge shakeup, and, you know, I'm not saying this is going to happen. This is speculation. But you could see Brad Keselowski in the 88 one day. You never know. You never know, because what sponsors want to do and what team owners want to do, those things have to come together, and they have to have the money to do it. And if that money's not with Alex Bowman and it's with another driver, you can bet that Hendrick would put the driver in there that's got the most sponsorship and it's best for his organization.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I really appreciate your insight and helping us kind of weed through this. I have a feeling we're not even close to being done. In your estimation, is Matt Kenseth, I mean, the guy that's sitting out there for the next series of pieces to fall? I mean, there's got to be some people that are just salivating at the opportunity to have him behind the wheel.
I think Matt Kenseth has a cup ride next year. I think he has a quality cup ride. I think that there are probably four more dominoes to fall before we see the end of silly season in 2017. Like I said, I mentioned two other drivers, Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski. There are a few others out there as well that, you know, they could make some serious changes about what they're going to do. Obviously, then you throw Bubba Wallace in the mix,
yep.
And it's no secret that the 43 team did well with Bubba Wallace. Richard Petty Motorsports would love to have him back if they can get sponsorship for him. They've got two charters. They leased one out, but they could bring that back in-house and put Bubba in a car with good sponsorship, and that would be great. That could also throw a wrench into the equation as far as what you will see and who you will see going where for 2018 and beyond.
That's fantastic. So the listeners out there, they can follow you on PRN and kickingthetires.net. What's the best way to connect with you?
The best way to connect me with me personally is my cell phone, 409-498-1074. I don't care if anybody, you know, call me in the middle of the night. I don't care. But now, JerryJordan_KTT is my Twitter account. Kicking the Tires is my Snapchat and Facebook and everything else. So if you get to kickingthetires.net or if you get to Kicking the Tires on Twitter, you can find me through all those accounts. We have accounts, everything is branded Kicking the Tires, but my personal account where I do most of my tweeting and stuff is JerryJordan_KTT, or just hit me up on my cell phone.
Awesome, buddy. I can't believe you just gave your cell phone out. But all right, man. Well, we'll catch you at the track soon. I'm going to be at Bristol. I hope to throw a couple back with you when we get out there.
Absolutely. Just hit me up, and I'll be happy to join you. But like I said, fans, this is the prime time to be coming back to NASCAR if you stepped away for anything. Because they're doing everything they can to make the racing experience better on the track and also off the track for the fans.
All right. That was Jerry Jordan with kickingthetires.net. And you can also catch him over on PRN. We got a whole lot more coming up, including one of probably the underrated parts of your car and extremely important is the transmission. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver at number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
Make El Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina your choice for lunch or dinner and the very best in New Mexican cuisine. Sip on a margarita and let El Bruno's menu take you from the freshest made-at-your-table guacamole anywhere to their authentic New Mexican dishes and even steaks and chops. You will love the decor and the atmosphere. Take advantage of their patio seating for your next special event. El Bruno's even does catering. El Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina, born in Cuba, New Mexico, and now growing in the North Valley at 8806 4th Street, or visit elbrunos.com.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Hi, this is Kevin from Futons and Frames. Do you have guests coming in for the Balloon Fiesta? Then you're in need of a futon from Futons and Frames. We have the largest selection of futons in the Southwest. So come on down to 4311 Manal and let one of our futonologists find the best frame and futon that fits your style and needs. Or give us a call at 881-6863.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the Double Stack Nachos and Bacon Jam Sliders. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers like Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. And there is never a bad seat in the house. With 360 degrees of HDTV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
So when Car Crafter says like it never happened, what does it mean?
Well, it's kind of like instant replay in sports.
So, my team just fumbled in the fourth quarter, replay, like it never happened.
Yeah, I suppose.
Opposing team scores, my team loses. Wait, replay, no goal, like it never happened.
Well, I don't know about that.
I need to take my wrecked car to Car Crafters.
Now there is something they can make like it never happened.
Car Crafter, it's like it never.
Hi, Gabriel Amador here, owner of Amore Pizzeria, and I want to personally invite you to my pizzerias. Our ingredients are locally sourced from our wonderful communities of New Mexico farmers and producers, and we make our own mozzarella cheese, sauce, dough, and bread all in-house daily. Our pizzas are made fresh in our brick oven straight from Naples, Italy, the only certified Neapolitan pizzeria in Albuquerque. Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria at Green Jeans, next to Santa Fe Brewery at I-40 in Carlisle, or our new location at West Downtown, Central Avenue, just east of Rio Grande.
Hey Albuquerque, this is the mayor of Hinchtown, James Hinchcliffe, driver of the number 5 Smith-Peterson Motorsports Honda. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, quick programming note. Coming up at 9 a.m., we got FM Sports Saturday. On deck, we got Fred and Marty. At 10 a.m., we got the Henry T. Show. At 2 p.m., we got Major League Baseball with the Cardinals versus the Cubs. That's always a tough one. They hate each other. 7 p.m., we're going to have the Braves versus Dodgers. Don't forget, on Sunday, tune in at 2 o'clock. We're going to have Braves, Dodgers, 6 p.m., Cardinals, Cubs again. But you want to check out all the cool stuff that's going on around New Mexico when it comes to cars. You definitely want to pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine with full monthly color features, Business Spotlight, Reaver Fever, and, of course, a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs. We had Jamie on last week, and there's over 60 car clubs, 3,000 members in New Mexico, and so there's always stuff going on. This is silly season, actually, for car shows. You can catch one all over the place. But make sure you pick up a free copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho. You can get them in Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even in Socorro. Pick up a copy today and find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a local favorite for over 7 years. Of course, drag racing last night out at Albuquerque Dragway. You can go out next Saturday and participate in the Street to Strip presented by Yearwood Performance, of course. It's only $20. You can take your car out there and find out what you can do. You can get a timesheet and everything, so you could just settle it. When you and your buddy are trying to find out who's got a faster car, you could just show them your timesheet and say, see, let's get out there, $20, and let's settle this. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And, of course, you can go over to their Westside store on Sundays now. That's right. When you mess everything up on Saturday, you can go get your parts on Sunday and get yourself back at work on regular on Monday. Now you don't have to take Monday off to get your parts. That's 9674 Eagle Ranch Road or 341 Eubank yearwoodperformance.com. Of course, you can check them out online. All right. So joining the show this morning is Linda Strauss with Universal Transmission. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, so I first off, you're not on your husband's show. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, are you like slumming it because you're not over at 770?
Not at all. Not at all. He's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. So
that's absolutely fantastic. Well, yeah. So, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, watch a lot of racing. And very rarely do they talk about, you know, the people having transmission problems. Now, I don't know if it's as much NASCAR, so there's, you know, really not a whole lot of shifting that goes on unless they're on a road course. But it seems to me that it's kind of an under, you know, people just don't think about a transmission until it's broken. So, yes. So the thoughts on when you see that warning light come on for your engine, it might also be your transmission. What should people do when they see that warning light come on?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Everyone kind of forgets about it. We always kind of kid around and say the transmission's like the redheaded stepchild. No one remembers about it till their car doesn't shift, and then they go, what's going on? You know, so, yeah, anytime you see a warning light, it's best to go in. And like I said, you know, now the newer vehicles are coming out with transmission lights. So they are, you know, delineating so you know what to go after. But yeah, you need to bring it in. It's not something to ignore. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's been on forever. That's not the case. It can mean really, really important things. So bring it in. We have all the technology to scan it, to pull the codes, and then actually make a real professional assessment what needs to be done. It could be something very simple or something very major, but you need to find out before you're, you know, on the side of the road, not moving.
Right, absolutely. That's a little late. But at that yes. time, you can still get help. But you know, one thing that when we were talking, it just kind of blew my mind was when you were talking about the computer technology involved in a transmission. I mean, I always think about, you know, I mean, metal parts, gears grinding together. I mean, and there's a whole bunch of them in there. But how much of our cars are driven by our computers and how important that is even to, I mean, having correct coding on there. I mean, today it's less and less that us weekend warriors should really be working on our cars. Money is so much better spent to have a professional do it. But talk a little bit about kind of all of that learning that goes into how technical a transmission is.
Absolutely. I mean, if we think back to the, you know, more of the drag race days, not that they're gone, but, you know, like an aluminum power glide. I mean, we went from 2 speeds where now we have progressed to 8 speeds. So along with that, though, is computer systems. So everything is programmed. And sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of what we like to do, you know, is control our shifting, the modulators, the cables, all that is kind of gone. And unfortunately, it's all been replaced by computers. So now, you know, a lot of times our car's set up with, well, you know, this is when it needs to shift, how it shifts. So we're not able to tune in as much on the newer ones until you really get into different programming and things of that nature. But yes, absolutely, it is a whole different beast nowadays. Like I said, everything has a computer from your engine, transmission, four-wheel drive modules. Everything is computer controlled.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about how important all of the making all those parts work. I mean, because that's the synergy between transferring the power to the differential and everything that is so important. And having it properly done can affect your fuel maintenance. How much maintenance actually really goes into your transmission?
Well, it depends. Depending if you have a standard or automatic. Automatics, most of the time, they're usually about every couple of years. You know, 20, 25,000 miles. It just kind of depends the type of driving you're doing. A lot of times I have, you know, a lot of my customers are towing constantly. They're going to the lake with their boats. You know, that's going to be a little bit more strenuous on your transmission than your normal everyday driver. So you really need to keep up on it. And I do always drum this into my customers that maintenance is key. It may be a little bit of money you're putting aside, but it's going to be a whole lot better than investing in a whole new transmission down the road.
Well, and then, of course, I mean, you mentioned towing, but I also think about off-road. And you know, when you get, like, you know, four-wheel drives or all the different parts, of course, when four-wheel drives, you think about, okay, well, there's a whole nother second, you know, transaxle, if you will. But now you've got all of that work that's done on this transmission where, you know, it's different. I mean, how much do you have people working on, say their business vehicles or their, you know, the commercial vehicles, you know, or off-road vehicles? I mean, do you see more of that, or is still the daily driver still, I mean, just as important?
You know, we see a lot of both, but as far as the four-wheel drive and those things of that nature, I think out here, especially in the Southwest, we see a lot of it. I mean, we've got to say, we got a lot of dirt, we got a lot of Mesa. So I've got a lot of customers that, you know, we do a lot of extreme off-road stuff, which is awesome. It's kind of breaks up the everyday driver, you know, repairs. But we do see a lot of everyday drivers, too, that just need to come in and get that maintenance done. But like I said, there is your transfer case, too, that needs to be addressed. That's not part of the tranny. It's bolted onto it, but total different gearbox. Needs maintenance, too.
That's fantastic. You know, I mean, you think about Ford, Chevy, Toyota, I mean, all the different brands. But I don't think about brands of transmissions. I mean, because I can't imagine that, you know, I mean, Ford also makes the transmissions. I think that there's got to be a third-party provider. What do we not know about transmissions that we need to know?
Well, the manufacturers are all kind of getting together. So sometimes you buy, say, a Ford, a Mazda, turns out you probably have the same drivetrain in each. There's not as many manufacturers as there once was. They are kind of going in together. So when you're doing research to buy a car, it can be a little cumbersome because it turns out that, you know, there's not as many manufacturers as you once thought there was.
Well, because there is that thing out there that Ford transmissions, Ford truck transmissions, are some of the worst in the business. Is there any truth in that?
You know, we see a lot of them. I gotta agree. We see a lot of them. My personal favorite right now, as far as like the heavy duty truck transmissions, the Allison transmission and Chevy's, the GM, they're making a great product with it. But everyone's trying to keep up, so that's a good thing. You know, Ford, Dodge, they're all trying to keep on the cutting edge. So got really good things coming about with technology too, and everyone wants to be on top. So,
how difficult is it to be part of, you know, second generation business? I mean, you know, because you guys have been around long enough to have seen some stuff, but you also have to work with your brother.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and I mean, there's good and there's bads to that. But what's it like being a part of a family business that's been around so long?
It's good. You know, I get a lot of people come in and ask me, how is it working with family? And I said, well, you know, it's like any business. You fight, you know, you disagree, but at the end of the day, you're still family. So, and that's what's important. And I think we've been very tight knit at our shop. So all of our employees, we're like a big family. But it does. I gotta admit, you know, we do butt heads every now and then, brother and sister, and my dad's still around, you know, and so he'll come in and still kind of break up the arguments. We'll put it that way.
So how often are you right?
Well, okay, my brother's not here right now, right. So I'm going to say 100%.
There you go. That's fantastic. So let the listeners know that aren't familiar with where Universal Transmission is.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are in Rio Rancho. We're on Northern Boulevard. Our address is 3148 Northern Boulevard. We're right there at the cross street on Northern and Broadmoor. So come in and see us. Like I said, we'll take care of your everyday driver, your four-wheel drive, or your race car. We can do it all. And come in and talk with us. We'd love to help you out.
What's your phone number?
Oh, it is 896-0555. We'll be up front and we can help you.
Awesome. Well, Linda, thank you for coming in this morning and updating us. I think that there's probably other parts on the car that we're not as familiar with. We talk a lot about brakes and horsepower on this show, but it's good to see that the tranny gets a little bit of love.
Yes, definitely. It's all got to be mated together in order for it to work. So
awesome. It's like a marriage. So.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk a little reality show with Caleb Luce with Luce Customs. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 1017 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Sloat for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 1017, The Team.
Hold out for one more drink before I think I'm looking too desperately.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Now, for a limited time, Yearwood is open Sundays on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
New Mexico has great golf courses, and one of them is just a short, scenic drive north of Albuquerque. Cochiti Golf Club's championship course was designed by the legend Robert Trent Jones II. Fantastic layout, smooth greens, plus it's nestled in New Mexico's beautiful high desert terrain. You'll enjoy a pure, scenic golf experience as well as excellent service and amenities. Make plans to enjoy the tasty Stone Kiva Bar and Grill before and after your round. Reserve a tee time. CochitiGolfClub.com. That's CochitiGolfClub.com.
Attention retirees and pre-retirees, if you would like to receive a second opinion on your investments, retirement, and lifetime income plan, call our local Oxford Wealth Advisors firm today. Our firm specializes in working with investors that are 55 years and older. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to schedule your free initial consultation and take the first steps toward your financial future. 505-891-9800. That's 505-891-9800. Proud sponsor of UNM Lobos.
Casino at the Downs is celebrating their fourth anniversary all month. Win your share of $5,000 July 8th and 22nd. Five-time points the 15th and our fourth annual 80s party the 29th. Only at Casino at the Downs, 1 mile south of ABQ Uptown.
At U.S. Eagle, we think that the best thing a teller can do is listen. So we actually take the time to hear your concerns and build a financial plan that fits your needs. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union. Discover the better way to bank. USEagleFCU.org.
Life is about those moments that truly take your breath away. Getting engaged is an experience you'll always remember, so make it a great one with Shelton Jewelers. Now to take your breath away, Shelton Jewelers is offering an all-inclusive honeymoon for free. You can choose from a trip to Las Vegas for two nights, including airfare or a five-day cruise. Spend $3,000 or more on an engagement ring, and the choice is yours. Which experience will you choose? Shelton Jewelers, the experience of a lifetime. A brilliant choice.
Do you have a lot of conflict in your relationship? If so, researchers at UNM Health Sciences Center and MRN would like to talk to you. We are looking for married or cohabitating couples, ages 21 to 45, to participate in a research study examining couples and their relationship conflict. The study involves three sessions, and you may drink alcohol in one or two sessions. Couples can earn $200 for participating. Please call 272-9538 for more information. That's 272-9538.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And joining the show now is Caleb Luce, one of our favorites. How are you doing this morning, Caleb?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was noticing on social media, because, you know, that's where all the real news is now, that you guys are getting involved in a reality show. And I have to tell you, first off, the first thing I thought is, you guys are, like, so professional that I can't imagine that it's anything like, you know, Gas Monkey or throwing wrenches or anything like that. I mean, it's just not your fit. I mean, what can we expect from this show?
Well, you know, we've had a few opportunities now for shows. And like you said, I mean, we're all about the craft. We're all about building cars and, you know, having fun while doing it, but professionalism. And I've had a couple opportunities now with TV shows, and this one really hit me because it's all about the craft. It's all about, you know, what we're doing, why it's so great, and it's I mean, it really just highlights what we do and why we do it, not the drama in the shop. And that's really important to me, because I don't care to highlight the drama in the shop. We have very little, but when we do, I mean, that's not our everyday life. Our everyday life is building awesome cars.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of times producers are looking for that entertainment value, if you will, and they don't realize that there's a lot of us that are really interested in why you chose to bend it that way. Or better yet, I mean, you talk about the Dirty Bird. I mean, why, instead of just throwing a bunch of, you know, fiberglass on there and a bunch of Bondo or whatever, I mean, you went old school and you did it right. You did it in metal. And to me, that, I think that's what's very interesting. AutoWorks now is kind of an online presence. I mean, it, you know, once we get this thing rolling, where are we going to be able to check it out?
Well, AutoWorks.tv is a online website, and you can get a subscription to that. It's a 24/7 based website. There is awesome content running 24/7 commercial free. So, I mean, if you get that subscription, that's, I mean, some really awesome content. I've been on a few of their other shows as well. I've been on Master Fabricators. We just shot our second episode of that along with our promo video for Loose Customs. But, you know, back to that, the drama and whatnot.
Yeah.
We shot a teaser reel with a company for Velocity probably about 2 months ago. And he came in and he shot it, and his number one thing was that I'm too happy. I'm too, you know, I don't get mad enough. I don't throw stuff enough. And then that's when we turned away from the cable network and moved into the AutoWorks. AutoWorks is all about the craft. They're all about what we're doing and why it's awesome, which that's why we signed on with them, and that's why, I mean, I would imagine we're going to shoot several seasons.
Well, and that's funny because I mean, I know you can be pretty intense, you know, but I think it's intense because you're a perfectionist and you want to see your ideas transformed the correct way, which is all about, I mean, Jay Walton, I mean, you know, and the craft and the way they've done the craft. That, you know, it's all focused on quality and doing it right and doing it how it should be done. And so I really appreciate that, because I do know some pretty flamboyant and some pretty goofballs that have been on this show that are, you know, pretty entertaining. But are you trying to who is the audience you're trying to reach with that? I mean, if it's just, you know, another show, there's plenty of, the Pawn Stars and all kinds of other, you know, things where you could just see ridiculous stuff. Whereas I'm thinking I tune in more for like Old Car Garage and other stuff where, you know, they really talk more about the craft. But speaking of the craft, what are you working on right now?
You know, right now we actually have some awesome, awesome stuff in the shop. We're doing two cars for SEMA this year. We're doing a 68 California Special pro touring car with some extremely rare motor stuff. And what's cool about this car is we're not only capturing the younger group with the, you know, modern suspension, lowered stance, you know, big cool wheels, nice paint job, really cool custom interior, but we're also getting the purist market with the really rare motor setup.
Yeah.
We're using a Boss 302 with a cross boss intake and carburetor, one of two NOS left in existence.
Wow.
This thing is as rare as it gets. It's fantastic. And then our other build is a full pro touring 1972 Chevelle wagon. And this one, what's cool about it is it came in as a beautiful car. And we started with, I mean, just something awesome already. It had a big chromed out big block, full interior. And we pulled all that out. We're doing an LS3, full custom built interior. And, I mean, of course, you know, awesome paint and everything else.
Where can people connect with you, man?
Well, you know, you can always find us on Jay Walton website. You get the same quality of work at Jay Walton as Loose Customs. Loose Customs, we now have our own website and social media, of course.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, and I look forward to seeing it, because I know you guys are going to do a class act, and we might actually get better representation for Albuquerque than Breaking Bad. So I really appreciate you coming in and talking with us this morning about that.
That's the goal.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and it's always good to know that somebody can actually represent. But I want you to make sure you tune in next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. I want to thank Kelly and Adam for all of their hard work, and stay tuned for FM Sports Saturday. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.